Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
In our segments, we've been talking about online dating. It's the 21st century, a new virtual world we need to accept and face. It's a hotly debated issue and so easy to fall prey to scammers and worse. I know what you're saying. Oh, that sort of thing will never happen to me. Yeah, well, that's exactly what other people say. And they still get fooled. So how do we protect ourselves if we are in that world? This is not a comprehensive list, but it's a good starting point. Firstly, we realise that when our senses are heightened, when our emotions take over, mistakes can happen. So take time out, think it over, rationalise. By the way, there are Christian online dating sites that may have a higher percentage of genuine singles. Who knows? Who can you trust? Online dating is wrought with problems, but you'd hope starting there might be a little safer if you must use this medium. But then it might be no different, because scammers and criminals will most probably target these sort of sites as well. Oh, those gullible Christians, they'll think as they go searching through names. Judge Judy said there are three kinds of people who use online dating. You're either courting, you're conning, or you're a pervert. The good news is not everyone is a scammer. There are some legit people out there. Once you think you've met someone who you think is a genuine person, psychologists will tell you to bring that relationship into real time. Take it offline, out of the virtual world. Take it onto the phone. Get to know them over a period of time, just over the phone. Once you think you might meet up with them, take a friend with you and let someone else know where you guys are going and when you'll be back home. Ask to meet their friends, introduce them to your friends and get their take on it. Stay safe, always have someone with you if you do choose this method. And look, it's a 21st century. It's a reality. It could be a reality that your kids might choose. And if you tell them no, they may do it anyway, possibly behind your back. So educate them and let's be educated ourselves. Another way to meet someone, this could be perceived as quite radical, is to find a partner in the circles we move in instead of online. Wow, how weird. You can't be serious, Aaron. What happened to the days where people met their partners at work or in home groups with their church when you've been able to get to know them in a safer place over a period of time? Yes, I'm such a square. Actually, it's safer and more fulfilling, and there are so many groups around just designed for this purpose, to meet other people in a safe, caring environment. And one other way that guarantees success is in the ancient scriptures. In Genesis, it records how God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make a helper for him." In other words, take it to God, ask him, and leave it in his hands, and just get back to living life, enjoying home groups, working hard, volunteering, socializing in groups, going to lawn bowls, whatever. But hey, when you least expect it, wow, often that's when the answer comes. I'm Aaron Wright.